shit! Oh shit!
Hello. Welcome one, welcome all. Tis the after disaster.
Tis.
I am Anderson. That is Mike Carano to my left. We got Tyler on organ. And we are coming to you semi-live.
I'm not an organ. I'm right in the other room.
You want to turn yourself up a little bit? Can't believe I said that.
How come I just lost my voice? I just lost my volume a second ago.
Because you're peaking and I get yelled at.
I got to tell you right now, because one of the episodes
that
you said I was peaking at.
Let's all talk at the same time. Let's get out of the way.
One of the episodes you said I'm peaking, and then I listened to a few minutes of it, and my volume was like half of what your guys' volume was.
Technical talk on the air.
You can come around this board if you'd like, Mike.
I believe you. I'm just saying there's some sort of internal error on that board.
I'd be happy to sit in there.
Maybe that board is my neighbor.
Don't know what that means.
What?
Maybe my neighbor sneaks in and fucks with
the board. Brand new organy intro is courtesy of listener Garrett, who
that was fantastic.
Thank you, listener.
That at the last second, said he pissed his girlfriend off because he was playing with his new keyboard and was ignoring her to make that. Tonight.
Maybe want peanuts.
Yeah.
Will you turn to your right and see that man right there? Will you, for me, since I can't really talk to him? Will you say Kyle Anderson told you 12:30, fucker? Will you do that for me?
He can hear you.
Oh, okay. Kyle, I said 12:30, you fucker.
But you should yell at him like Reggie, where we all think you're really actually screaming at him.
Welcome to the program there. We got Kyle Swearworth. What's his name? Swartwood.
Was his pronunciation manual?
Yeah, I don't know. He'll be on the phones tonight. So if you got anything that you'd like to talk to us, we have an actual screener, and his name is Kyle. Say hello to Kyle and call up 1-800-LOUD-191. 1-800-LOUD-191. We're taking calls tonight.
Well, don't call yet because the screener isn't in his screen.
Yeah, there's a bunch of yentas yapping in there. So I'm going to go clear them out, and I'm going to switch the thing, and they can hear it too, which is fantastic.
I should just clear them out by throwing something at the window.
I flicked on my mic so that
you
didn't
flicked
happen.
It on?
I don't know. No, but they got their own speaker in there. This is fantastic. I don't know any of those said yentas, which makes it ultra uncomfortable for me right now as I have to walk by there. But I'm going to go fix the phones, shake Kyle's hand. Mike's going to talk about riveting things, and then we're going to get the show going.
Riveting things or riveting things? Riveting things is exclusive to frogs.
No,
hey, do you like frogs, by the way?
Things.
Do you like them?
You know, I was hoping we'd get into this.
I mean, they're not pettable because they're squishy and wet.
You can pet a frog with your tongue.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then you can travel the cosmos.
Hey, which
part
of the frog do you lick to get the high effect?
Back.
Is it the belly?
The back. But then I think you die sometimes because sometimes it's poison.
Sometimes. I've heard that as well, but I don't know if any of that's true. Toad lickers. What's the difference between a frog and a toad?
A toad is small and bumpy. And frogs are smooth and nice.
How do you think the rumor started that frogs give you warts?
How do you think the rumor started that they're a prince?
Have you ever eaten frog legs?
I have. Delicious.
Really?
Yeah. Mom made them one time.
Would you prefer frog legs over chicken wings?
Probably not, but maybe if they're cooked right, because all chicken wings like taste the same.
Seems more appropriate to eat chicken than frogs.
It's an old drop. You're playing my old drops. So, guys, what do you guys bring to the table tonight?
We were talking about frogs and
sounds
toads,
like,
which we like more.
There's no superhero modeled after a frog, is there?
Frog Woman.
Some comic book guy will probably call up and tell me how wrong I am.
All right, so tonight on this very mediocre program, I'm going to talk about more renting a house and being married life and how that can go south on you and you feel like not much of a man.
Yeah, let's talk about renting a house.
I want to talk about. I don't want to.
I'm having trouble finding a place.
I was going to talk about how I gave my little sister's class, like third grade class, a lesson on sharks when I was on heavy meth. I don't know if I've ever talked about that.
That's
on the
pretty
show.
Good.
I don't want to
what
talk
is,
about that.
What is
though.
Heavy meth?
Oh, it's much thicker than the regular meth.
It's not the stuff that Walter White.
You can't even
makes.
Snort it. You got to jam it in your nose with a ball peen hammer.
I'd been up for like 3 days, and I went in there. But you know what? There's a picture of me. Completely whacked out of my brains on meth, pointing to a shark diagram with kids in the foreground. Awful, awful evidence of what a horrible person I used to be. And if I find that picture, we'll go.
Who invited you in to do that?
My little sister talked to her teacher, and then I said yes.
Of course.
Don't know why.
Of course. I did, when I was younger, I did a career day, and it was talking about careers in comedy, and I went there with a presentation, and I had video monitors. I had two big 24-inch 150-pound TVs.
What was your career?
It was just working in the comedy, like comedy management or something. Mm-hmm. And I was sandwiched between the Marines and the Coast Guard. And I had a crowd in front of me of a bunch of kids that were obsessed with comedians because I had comics playing on the TVs, like Spade and some other cool people. And the Marines had nobody and the Coast Guard had nobody. And they were very, very upset. And especially the fact that I didn't know, I knew nothing. What was I going to talk about?
You didn't have anything?
Talking about how, you just fill the nacho machine with cheese.
No, really.
Say hi to the comics.
What did you talk about slamming them in the head with a
speaker?
No, with a flashlight? You were talking to Tyler and I about that earlier.
I slammed them in the head. I shined it at them.
You said you had to hit them with a flashlight.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, it's to be talked about on the show. Those sign people, you know, the people mm-hmm. with the signs?
Yeah.
I got a new development on that. It's horrifying. And
have you seen someone lose it with one of those signs? Because I imagine that when they're right next to my car spinning that thing at a high rate of speed, I always imagine it's going to fly off and hit my car. And then I have to get out.
But they're like little flimsy cardboard things.
I was looking for apartments today, and I backed into something.
You looked for looking for an apartment?
I was on a nice street, and I backed into something, and I just heard the crunch, and I just slowly drove away without even looking back, and then I drove around the corner to look at my car.
The afterdisaster.com is not working presently.
Cheesy.
It says it's forbidden.
Forbidden.
So I will not be communicating with the listeners via...
It's like forbidden love.
...via message boards, then I apologize for that.
I really can't hear myself, but that's all right if you say I'm peeking.
No, turn yourself up a little.
No, but I can hear you very loud. That's all right.
What are we listening to, music-wise?
I'm just putting on some blaxploitation.
What else I bring to the table tonight? And I understand that I won't get to most of this stuff, but I would definitely want to talk about Mr. Adam Carolla and some fantastic things that he said about me on a recent podcast of his.
Really?
Yeah. And I think you were there that day, Mikey. I know Drew was there because it was the Adam and Drew show. And
no,
Drew,
I haven't been there in over a year.
Drew was just sitting there as Gio and Adam went on and on and on about days from the past. And I got a quote here that Carolla said about me, which is fantastic. We'll get to that in a bit. But first, I want to know how your weekend was, Mikey.
It was fun. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for the tickets.
What are you talking about?
For Cirque du Soleil.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it freaked me out.
It was at the Kodak Theater.
Yeah.
Which is where they do the Oscars. Have you been in there before?
Never.
Yeah, that was half the thrill for me. It was just going to that new theater.
Being on that street freaks me out. Claustrophobia.
Don't live in LA. There's this giant mall, essentially, down at Hollywood and Highland, right by the famous Man Chinese Theater. And they put in a giant theater in the middle of that mall, mm-hmm. indoor theater.
It's just what they needed. There was more of a crowd.
It's probably the most... congested epicenter in Los Angeles,
and it's congested with horrible people.
Awful, like the worst of the worst. Like the worst people in LA.
It's the worst
are there.
Of tourism, and it's the worst of LA. Yeah. And it's a lot
the
of
the worst
beggars.
Locals and the worst people from around the country come here and go there.
It's absolutely the worst place in LA.
It's where all of the people that dress up like the superheroes hang out.
Yeah, and there's like 80 of them now. Mm-hmm. It's not just the primary superheroes like there was at one time.
So that's where the Cirque du Soleil show took place, which Jillian and I. Got each other the same gift for Christmas, so I had an extra pair of tickets for a different night. And I asked Mike because they were going for like $300 a piece online. And I'm like,
good.
Mike, you want them for cheap value? I did charge him. He just gave me the check because why'd you make it for so much? You made it for the wrong amount, you fool.
Oh, really?
Anyways, it's Jillian's Christmas.
Oh, look,
gift.
I wrote 100 on the other side.
And then,
God damn it. I'll bring you another one.
So what happened?
You want me to rip that one up?
Yeah, sure. What happened?
Here, I'll rip it. We go to the show. I got extreme claustrophobia walking in because of all those people.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go inside, not in the orchestra pit. Turned out for the best.
Where were you?
Up high.
Up high?
Yeah.
Fuck
like,
them.
Not the tippity top level, but the next one down.
Wait, was it like the first deck
no.
level?
That's second deck.
Total fucking bullshit then.
Well, that's what I thought, too, when I got to the window, because the woman gave them to me, and it said, like, mezzanine, whatever, and I
paid for... I'll show you the thing.
No, I believe you. I believe you.
God damn them!
But...
Fucking Living Social, ripping people off!
We get inside...
Day by day!
We get inside just in time. The show was pretty... Let me tell you something. The guys flying through the air scared the crap out of me.
It's called Iris, and it's a history of... It's an ode. It's a tip of the hat to the Hollywood
of
yesteryear.
More like it.
Yeah.
It's like the Cirque du Soleil show with some film stuff. But I will say some of the effects were absolutely fantastic and beautiful. Like that rooftop scene, that was fantastic. The guys flying through the air. Are you turning up the air conditioning? Because I just turned it down. The guys flying through the air, terrifying, fantastic. The Chinese acrobats turned my stomach.
You can tell they're Chinese, and you're closer than I was. I had no idea they were Chinese.
The person I was with said they're Chinese.
And I couldn't see them in the air because I was sitting...
Tell the story.
With a roof.
Sitting down low would not have been good seats because you'd have to crank your neck to look up at the people up in the air.
How about the chick with the zoetrope skirt? Did you see her?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. But she was annoying as fuck.
Yeah, she was all over the audience at first.
Yeah. The show itself, you watch it and you realize that you have no talent at all. And you can't ever do anything with your life.
There was nothing in that show
that you could do.
That I would have said, I can do that.
Right.
Nothing.
But the comedy was terrible.
Yeah, of course.
There was that.
Of course.
That made me feel a little better. Comedy was really awful.
And what's with the transsexual dude in the dress where the banana falls out of his dress?
It made no sense. Yeah, it's like to make it in Hollywood, you got to get a sex change and be a hot blonde. That's essentially what they were saying. Instead of they should have been saying, to make it in Hollywood, you got to be Jewish. And he should have been like changing religions and reading the Torah and stuff. That would have been funnier.
Okay, so here's
truer.
Here's what happened.
Would have been truer. I'm going to turn these lights down. It's fucking killing me.
Okay, let me preface this by saying I don't want to fight anybody. I'm not that guy. And I don't think of myself as confrontational. I think of myself as a pussy. However, it was brought to my attention after I turned around and told a woman, can you keep it down? And we had a staring contest in our seats. And the person I was with said, turn around, stop doing that. And I looked at her boyfriend, who could have killed me, and he looked away like he was a pussy.
Was she talking during the show?
Absolutely, the entire time, about nothing. I'll set it up for you. She was probably a 40-year-old woman with bleach blonde hair who couldn't shut up. And at some point she goes, what? It's not Les Miserables, like I'm supposed to be quiet. And so I turned around and just made eye contact with her for a good 10 seconds, and the person I was with got pissed. And then the show is ending, and she goes, if you say one word, I'm walking out. And I went, I'm going to say something. I go, don't walk out. I go, I have to say something. She goes, don't say anything. And then she saw me turn on my phone, like the video camera, and she was pissed. And it put a damper on the next 20 or 30 minutes, and then I was trying to convince her. I go, I'm not confrontational. I don't do this. She goes, every time we're somewhere, you're confrontational. She goes, we were in the movies, and you leaned up to that guy and said, turn your fucking phone off. And I go, I did not. She goes, everyone heard it. You leaned up to that old guy who was on checking his email the entire movie, and you said, turn your fucking phone off.
Yeah, I'm afraid you and I have the same disease, which is like we can't help ourselves.
Yeah, I don't want to fight,
help.
Though. I don't want to fight. But
speaking of not fighting, Adam Carolla is always so goddamn nice to me whenever he's in here. Smiles.
And then when he's not around you.
As soon as he gets on a microphone, if anyone brings up my name, oh, it's on.
Hey, look at that.
Why would you think I was
there? You know who's worse? Who's just like that, actually? And I never thought Carolla was like that, but he's become like that, I guess, in his older age, is Lycus. Lycus would talk tons of shit about me on air. And then I see him in person, like, hey, Tom, you didn't really give me a fair shake. And he's like, ah, and he gets all nervous and looks to the ground, no eye contact, ducks into his fucking office. I'm like, all right, so you're that guy.
I think a lot of people on radio are that guy, right?
I didn't think Adam was that guy, though. But yeah, I mean, it's not like I thought that everything was great, but last time he was in here, couldn't have been more friendly. Kept coming and bugging me and talking to me, wanted to show me stuff on the computer, and he's asking how things are going. And then when he was on Drew and Adam podcast, a couple listeners sent me some things that I can't believe Adam would say this about you, and... Anyways, I listened.
Did you double check and see if you really did it?
Well, I listened to the first 30 minutes of it. And it's weird because I really can't listen to Adam and Drew. It's like listening to my parents from when I was a kid.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And I can't even tell if it's a good show or not because like I've heard all those stories and I've lived it. But the direct quote was, Anderson's a worthless talent with zero skill with no exceptional qualities.
Oh, my God.
That's nice. Thanks, buddy. Thanks, Adam. But you know what sucks? You know what the worst part is?
Jesus.
It's like he's going on about like my movie career and how I've never done anything. And it's like I don't have a leg to stand on. He's absolutely right. I've done shit. I haven't done anything. I mean, he went a little far with the talentless, worthless, zero skill. But that fuckhead Gio, you're listening, Gio. I know you listen. Adam Carolla superfan. You call yourself the Loveline superfan, but you're really the Adam Carolla superfan. I know you think, Gio, that you're like you're nice and you have everyone's back, but no, you were definitely egging him on. I heard you going, and then, you know, Anderson just called you an asshole, huh? What do you think about that? Just waiting. And then for you,
was
Gio.
He there?
Yeah, he was there. For you, Mr. Gio, I don't know your last name, and I'm not going to say it, to say or imply that
right?
You got... You got the Film Vault on the Ace Network. It's just ridiculous. I was having a lunch with Mike Chaffee. This is all inside bullshit for most people, but I was having a lunch with Mike Chaffee about 6 weeks before we actually went up over there, going over everything. Waiting, we were just waiting for Brian to get out of the hospital, and Mike Carano and I continued to do shows over here in the meantime. So it had nothing to do with you, Gio. All right? Enough with the...
Wow,
you're
taking
credit.
Care of business tonight.
Enough trying to take credit for things.
Every day.
I had a...
And as a result, Gio, I've burned 3 of the tapes.
Oh, another one gets burned every day until the hostages are released.
But anyways, there's that. It was kind of hurtful. And then Drew invited you onto his podcast just now, and I screamed at Drew. And I said, I'm not available. I can't do it there, Drew.
Only used a lot more profanity than that.
I did. And then I think I said cocksucker or something like that. And he's like, whoa, I didn't think you'd want to be over there. I thought you'd be uncomfortable. I'm like, I can hold my own.
I had a weird situation isn't going to make a lot of sense to the listeners.
That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
But I walked into the Improv, and guess who was there to greet me with a hug?
Louis C.K.
Jay Moore.
Why is that weird?
It's weird because I haven't spoken to him for about a year and a half. And
everyone loves you.
He and Bobcat have a big conflict.
It's not Jay Moore. That's different Jay. That's violent Jay.
Do you like more Jay?
I sort of sided with Bobcat.
Yeah.
Good night, Rune. But I'll tell you the good thing is I was totally honest, totally upfront. I said, well, you know, I worked on his last movie and we're friends. We've been friends for a long time. And I just thought it was weird.
You're talking to Jay Moore about Bobcat now.
I said, I felt like it was uncomfortable and weird to be friends with both of you guys. Mm-hmm. And then I said, the other thing is, you guys are such narcissists, it's hard for me to hang out with comics. And he went, I understand. And he goes, but you don't have to pick sides, buddy. And that was it. And he wants me to go on his podcast.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That was big of you to actually come clean and say that. I don't know if I totally buy it. You told him that you can't hang out with him because he's a narcissist?
I said comics. I didn't say him necessarily.
But you implemented him.
But it was true. It's totally true. Mm-hmm. Like, hanging out with comics sounds like a great idea, but after...
It's not.
It's never a good idea. It's hanging out with people that only think about themselves and they're miserable.
And they can't share any kind of humor. They get really annoyed if anyone
Absolutely.
Makes a joke besides them.
Like the only comic I totally enjoy hanging out with is Jim Short.
I don't know who that is. Who's that?
He came in here. He did the show.
I'm joking, you fox. Yes, he sat. He's the one, your friend.
No, he's not the only one, but he's the guy.
He sat on the goddamn couch watching through the show for an hour.
I know, that was terrible.
Fantastic.
So I've been looking for an apartment a lot. I burned through two tanks of gas in the last 4 days. And it's a pain in the ass, man. It is a pain in the ass. Every place I think I like, I call, it was just rented. Or else I call and say, I'm looking at the one bedroom you've got available. Okay, it's one bedroom, it's got a pool, and it's $2,500. And I'm like, a one friggin' bedroom in West Hollywood is $2,500?
Yes, because that's where all the people want to be. You gotta
Not
go where
all
people
of them.
Don't want to be.
You know where I want to be? I want to be right over Coldwater Canyon to the left on Ethel Avenue, and I've looked at place after place there, and none of them are for rent. I just stare them down. But that's where I want to be. It's right on the LA River, which isn't a river at all. It's a big cement canal, but it's a quiet street. It's got plenty of parking in case I ever have a guest. And
they have frogs?
I believe they have frogs, yeah.
Toes.
But I want to be in the valley over there. And first of all, my mind is easily changed. I'm easily swayed mentally. Like, I'll have an idea.
No, you're not.
And I'm like, this is the greatest idea of all time. And then a few minutes later, it sickens me. So I hung out in Burbank 2 days in a row. We'll just drive over there and walk around. And not the shitty part of Burbank, where downtown Burbank is, by the studios. Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you this, Tyler. So for some reason, I have an affinity for Burbank. Partially because I like where it's warm. And that area by the studios is open. And it's not too crowded. So
now there's
a
nice park right across.
Absolutely. Johnny Carson Park. So
there,
that's exactly...
Every day.
I spent 2 days there, walked around for an hour each day, and in my heart and soul, I went, this is where I'm going to live. This feels like home. Absolutely into it. Then I went back at midnight 2 nights ago to check it out at night, because that's when I like to prowl the streets. And I walked around for a little while, and I went, no way in hell I'm living here. It's a freaking ghost town. Nothing's open. And I just completely did a 180. And then I went back the next day to double check my feelings. And I drove by NBC Studios, which is now called Burbank Studios.
Yes, I know I have to go get a new badge tomorrow.
So I drove by that and I went, oh, it's not NBC anymore. I'm not moving here. I have no affiliation with NBC. I have no reason to care if it's NBC or not. But I drove by and I saw the signs were being changed. And I went, that's it. Done with Burbank. Not moving to Burbank. And then I had a serious issue with being upset and sort of depressed about the fact that I'm going to move out of West Hollywood because it feels like I'm going to be away from the action. The action that I don't like.
Yeah, that you completely try to avoid.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Like, I'm like, I'm going to be away from everything over
here.
It'd
be weird, except that I've known you for like 5 years, and so it's not weird.
I don't like the action there, and I don't want to be away from it.
Burbank talk. How was it?
So here, Burbank, I love it in the day, hate it at night, so I'm not going there. But here's a couple of things.
Guys, I think we might have to fire Scott. The AfterDisaster.com has been down.
God damn him. Fucking
entire show, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he's, I don't know.
You know what's going to change your mind about Burbank? Go see Gangster Squad.
Okay.
Because the Burbank Police Department was on the take back in the 50s.
Done. I'm moving there.
Late 40s.
Done.
Yeah.
Done. I've got
no, it would make you not like it. It'll make you scared. A bunch of gangsters ran that town.
I would gladly pay somebody if they could find me a place that I like.
They have people.
A one bedroom.
That do that.
Top floor, max $1,500.
I feel like we just did this.
With parking.
I feel like we just did this.
Okay, real quick.
Within a year.
This is the last plug. This is the last plug I have to give.
Mm-hmm.
When I do find a place.
You want to rent out a room in my place?
If somebody in LA has a van and you're willing to move my bed, my couch, and a couple of other small items.
What?
This is not your Audible Craigslist.
I will pay you $400. I was going to say five, but then I figured I'd go down a little bit to see where I'm at.
And if you're a young, attractive girl, it's free.
I'm very serious. And here's the thing is, I'm going to be embarrassed by this, but I don't want to lift a friggin' thing.
I don't know what that means.
I want you to take my bed, put it in your van.
I don't have a van.
Make sure there's no bed.
No, you're not talking to me. You're not talking to me.
I want you to take my couch and a couple of other things, like two chairs, and I want you to move it to my new place, and I want you to bring it up the stairs and put it in there. You don't have to assemble
anything. How can a young girl do that? That's heavy lifting.
And I will pay you, but I'm going to feel like a complete
Why
douche
is Rocky
by not helping
right now?
You move.
Really strong
but that's
people
the whole
stuff.
That is
exchange
a stretch,
is cash for you doing.
It's because I was trying to type in frog and
moving
I missed the
to three
F, so
things.
Just RO came up.
I don't want to move.
All right, then don't move. Why don't you just take care of Stompy?
Hey, oh.
Good God.
Hey, let me tell you this real quick.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. I've had two good experiences walking around because I walk to get breakfast every morning.
I've had no good
morning.
Experiences with this show.
Mm.
No, listen.
Oh, my God, it's already 12:38. What the fuck?
I'm walking back from breakfast, and I see this very beautiful woman, and she's looking at me.
That's something I've never heard him say.
So I get nervous.
Woman.
And then she goes, Mike? And it turned out it was the great author, Mishna Wolf, who is
Mishna.
Striking, and she wrote a book called I'm Down about growing up white with a dad who thinks he's black, even though he's Jewish. And her dad genuinely and most sincerely thought he was black and only hung out with black people and raised her as a black child.
I want to hang out with that guy. Is he dead?
I don't know. I'll ask her. So I ran into Mishna, and that was wonderful. Here's the part that ties into the show.
Mm.
So the way I look for an apartment is Westside Rentals is a friggin' waste, by the way. I've been scouring that in every place
Zillow.
I call. Oh, we rented it a week ago.
Go do Zillow.
Really?
Zillow's good.
I'll check it out.
Go Zillow.
So I parked where I want to live in the valley, mm-hmm. and I started walking around, and I got exhausted. I was out for an hour walking. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I didn't eat, and I'm wandering around.
Mm-hmm.
And I wandered into the street like an idiot. Like an idiot.
You realize that if you were a famous actor and a cop saw you, you'd be all over the press right now. And
okay.
be like, Mike Carano is exhausted.
So
He's suffering from exhaustion.
I'm walking.
Nobody suffers from exhaustion.
I'm walking in the street about 7 feet off the curb. Mm-hmm. In the street. Guy in an SUV turns the corner, comes very close to hitting me.
Uh-huh.
And then slows down and stares at me. And he's a big, bald guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, ah, oh, shit. And he's not looking at me like, hey, he's looking at me like,
what the fuck?
What the hell is your problem?
Yeah.
So he drives on.
I don't blame him.
And I'm thinking about that as I'm walking.
I might do the same thing if I didn't know you.
Yeah. So I'm walking.
You might do the same thing.
I might do
this
it right
like
now.
This is like 4 or 5 minutes later.
Really?
Okay. I make a turn heading mm-hmm. back towards Ventura Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
And he's standing on the sidewalk.
No.
Swear to God.
You should have almost hit him. You should have driven up on the sidewalk and stopped and stared at him.
So here's what happened.
Uh-huh.
Mike? Yeah. Joey. It's Joey Wax that used to work here.
Joey Wax.
There.
He still works
Wax.
Here. Yeah.
yeah. It was him.
Yeah.
And he's like, what are you doing in the street? He goes,
Joey
I almost
Wax.
Hit you.
He works there.
Okay. I was like, oh, my God.
You realize that's kind of a somewhat interesting story for me, but I don't know if anyone else would. Oh, no. His
well,
face.
What I'm trying to
You're
say is
me.
That neighborhood's out.
Because Joey Wax was there. Listen to this one. Okay. When I lived over by CBS, I was jogging because I used to jog.
Were you high on crystal meth?
No. This is like 5 years ago. And I was jogging. No, this is a good one. And I was jogging down to this theater because I would run to go see movies all the time. It was great living in that
theater.
Urban area. I love.
Yeah, I know the theater.
I think it's closed down finally.
No,
it's awful.
The Quentin Tarantino one?
No, it's like Fairfax and
no, the Dollar Theater.
It's the Fairfax Lemley $1.50 theater or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's. Still
I
there.
Think it, no, but it's closed up. So I was jogging there, and some bitch.
Now they sell bagels.
Pulled forward like when I was running through the intersection, and it was a green light for me, red light for her, but she wanted to turn right, so she pulled into the intersection, almost hit me. And then I'm like, whatever, you know, I sidestepped it and kept jogging. Then she honked, and I was furious. And I turned around, I'm just going to start screaming, how dare you, fuck, I cannot stand it when people get on your case when they're completely in the wrong.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I turn around, I start to yell, and I look at it, and it's an Asian chick. And I'm like, oh, it makes a little more sense. So and I'm like, wait, it's an Asian chick. I know they all kind of look the same to me. This is horrible, and I'm racist, I know that. But this one looks really familiar. I'm like, oh, shit, I know her. Hey, what's up, Misa? How are you? She's like, you want to ride somewhere?
Misa horny?
You want to
I know her.
You want to ride?
Classic joke, Mike.
So
classic.
I went from screaming at this woman to hopping in her car, and she gave
wait,
me
wait, hold
a,
on. I got a banana peel on the street slipping bit. that's awesome, though, because it's better than having a confrontation because all your anger just fades away.
It immediately
went
away.
It's washed away.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing when somebody cuts you off and then you notice it's a really pretty girl. You're like, eh, no big deal.
I got a new name for something.
Yeah.
Christmas trees in December are known as Christmas trees. In January, they from now forward, at least in my head and in my home, will be known as fire trees because that's what I do with them.
I was just going to say firewood.
They're fire trees to
Can
me.
Can I tell you how many trees I've seen
and
in the
I
last
go
week?
Fire, I go fire tree hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And January
come
is,
to my neighborhood. There's at
on.
Least 40 of them within
Same
a four-block
with mine.
Area.
I was looking for them.
Crazy.
In my house, January 1st, the tree's down. It's out. It's over.
Yeah.
It's fucking
fuck
over.
Get out of here, tree!
Apparently, that's not really how people roll out in my neck of the
They're
woods
lazy,
in the valley.
Man. No, come to my neighborhood. There's trees on the street everywhere.
What the... just to timestamp this, it's January 24th. Christmas has been gone
Almost
for
a
month.
Yeah.
Right? And
Sorry, you
I
say
think...
Gong?
And they probably have those trees weeks before Christmas, or if not a month before Christmas.
Well, you always see those weird freaks like Christmas Eve going home with a Christmas tree on their hood. That's weird.
It's kind of traditional in a weird way.
I don't like it. I don't like it. But I think what it is, too, the economy is so shitty, and I don't live in the most affluent neighborhood. I think they want to get their money's worth. You know, you spend $50 on a tree, you want to keep that baby as long as you can.
You want to wait until that baby is ready to go up in a fire. Hey, what if you piled a bunch of trees in your backyard to save them for firewood, and then one friggin' spark, and you're responsible for like 8 houses going down?
You mean like Anderson?
No, at least that would be better than having to like find a way to get rid of them. At least they would all be gone. I thought about burning. How many times have you had to deal with a bunch of shit and you're like, I could just light it on fire?
Think about it all the time.
Yeah, all the time. Like I could move all this step by step, or I could just light it on fire.
When I was a kid, we had a fireplace.
Put all that stuff in bags, or I could just light it
on
fire.
And when I was a kid, I always thought, why are we taking the trash out? We can jam in the fireplace. Yeah. Makes sense. You need to have a crematorium style thing if you actually want to burn trash. Otherwise, it doesn't burn completely.
Christmas lights are finally turning off, too, but there's still a few houses that are holding strong.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's
Here
just
we are.
Decorative.
January 24th. And I drive through the valley on my way home sometimes, and I go through like pockets, and I notice that the lower income communities are brighter with those Christmas lights.
Yeah.
And later in the year. I don't know what that is. They keep the Christmas spirit longer
in
the poor
say,
neighborhoods.
It doesn't make sense because if anyone cannot afford to pay a higher electrical bill.
I know. Well, maybe that's why they're poor.
They're
they don't
running
really...
it off like something.
How much you think those?
Think
how much
that,
you
those
think those lamps
through.
In front of Mocha? How much juice they suck?
You know what Mocha is, nor the lights you're talking about.
In
it's
front
a
of
poor
the Museum
white
of Contemporary Art on Wilshire Boulevard, they have about 80 street lamps.
Oh,
all
those are cool.
Together.
That's LACMA, though. It's not Mocha.
No, that's Mocha.
Mike, did you go to a museum and
really?
See something terrible that you were going to tell
Mocha's
us about?
Mocha's downtown.
Oh, my God.
Mocha's downtown Los Angeles.
Okay, this is going to be hard for me to say. This might be the worst thing that was ever said on the show.
No.
It's worse,
worse
than the
than
spider.
That... All right. Well, that wasn't said. That
okay,
was
so the Kubrick exhibit, well worth it. Don't do what we did. Get there at 4:15 because they close at 5 sharp, and you are told they're closing in 5 minutes by every single employee that cool. who you make eye contact with. And that wasn't enough time to see it, by the way. It's
yeah,
great.
I need
you're
like 3 hours.
You're going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to love it. I want to go back again.
What's the worst thing that's ever
okay.
said?
So before you get to the Kubrick exhibit, there is a Robert Mapplethorpe exhibit, who
oh, cool.
was a famous photographer from the 70s, mm-hmm. lived with Patti Smith and Jim Carroll.
Mm-hmm.
He and Patti Smith were a couple till he told her that he's gay. And he's like...
Kind of ruins relationships.
He's like one
it's
of the, he's a gay guy, not like a regular gay guy that's just a gay guy. He's like an extreme gay guy.
Mm.
So he started off
extreme
taking portraits and headshots.
Guys.
That's how he
totally
got his name.
Gay.
And
Sticking
then at some point...
Butts.
Well, at some point in his career, he just did a little flipperoo on the photos and... All those photos are in this exhibit. All guys with hard-ons. All guys with stuff hanging out of their butts.
Type in G-A-Y.
And
look for exceptionally.
Okay, so then this photo.
It's not G-A-Y, it's G-A.
Then this photo came R. up. And it gives me the chills, and it makes me double over. And it may have ruined.
Yeah.
It may have ruined my day. Yeah. So you're familiar with Mapplethorpe, right?
Yeah.
He did like Piss Christ, where it's the cross sitting in a bucket of piss.
What is it? He did something with dung, too, like elephant dung.
Probably, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a lot of guys with like a whip hanging out of his butt.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And they are artistic, but they're very disturbing. Mm-hmm. So I come across.
That was a real caller, by the way. Will you play that again, yeah. Tyler? That was a real fucking caller who was.
I just wanted to get some dick.
She was explaining.
I was hoping it was me, guy.
Get she some was dick. Explaining what she was trying to
Maybe
do.
She means Richard.
At least she didn't beat her on the bush.
So, beat her on the bush.
Mm-hmm, I get it.
On the bush.
We're still in the Mapplethorpe section of the of LACMA.
I'm not exaggerating.
Piss Christ, for those of you who might not know, it was a mason jar. Ooh, mason jar. With urine, I believe it was his, and a crucifix was floating in it because that's
outrage.
Controversial. Controversial. Yeah. I'm a very famous artist, too. My piece is coming out next week. It's just a picture of the Pope, the old Pope, the dead Pope, and it's ripped in half, and I just have it on a cork board.
I'm doing a spit penny, which is another nice spit, and then I put a penny in it.
Yeah, how is that controversial?
I don't know. Some defacing, like, currency.
I wonder if he, like, when he's dreaming up that idea, the urine, I wonder if he was like, how far should I go? Should I have it sticking out of some poop?
I don't know if he really dreamt it up. I think it was an accident.
I don't
like,
think
he had a jar of pee
accident.
And he dropped a cross in it, and he's just like, click.
I don't think so. What is he? Legend. Howard Hughes?
I don't know. So, okay, so then I come across this, and I can't tell you how much it disturbed me.
Mm.
And it gave me the chills, and I doubled over, and I walked straight out, and I said, I'll be outside. And I couldn't.
If he tells me it was a crucifix and a jar of pee, I'm quitting the show.
Picture this. It's a jar of human pee. It's a guy with his penis out.
This is in the museum. I get to see this when I go there. Yes?
His finger about a half an inch into his pee hole.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's not the worst thing that's ever been said on the show. Not
wait,
close.
No. If you see the picture, it's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Uh-huh.
Ever.
Is it real, you think?
Oh, yeah. It's stretched out.
God, you got to be a bored gay guy to figure out new ways.
It's got to be online somewhere because
what orifice
of those...
can I explore? Yeah, they got the sounding. You're familiar with the sounding, right?
Yeah.
It's the bars.
No, I don't like any. I don't. My penis is very sensitive. My pee hole. No one touches that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you want to go to a fun fact that just came in over
Hell,
the?
Yes, and then we're gonna go to calls. I'm sorry, guys. I know you're on. I know you're on the phones. You're waiting. We'll get to you in a second.
Someone sent us a clip from a previous episode, so I guess we'll listen to it.
And we have not heard this yet. Hey, make sure it's not in 4. If you're gonna play.
Is it another version of me sounding like I'm having a stroke? Because that was hilarious.
Why is it can't be in 4?
Because it'll give feedback. Because that's how it's recorded.
No, I'm playing it off my computer.
All right.
I know what I'm doing,
okay.
Bro.
I don't know if you
hey,
do.
Guys,
I barely know what I'm doing.
How happy are you guys that our voices don't have feedback?
Cool.
Like
insight,
just all
Mike.
Of a sudden,
all the time.
Sorry.
Like on the show, or just like in normal life?
Yeah, normal life.
That would be pretty awful. Yeah.
Okay, you just hear
kind of like if plants moaned when you brought that.
If plants screamed when you pulled them out, or you stepped on grass, it was just this, just like this kind of, just this, like you were stepping, like you're a giant stepping on hundreds of people in a baseball stadium.
It's kind of faint though, but you can
you can hear it. You know it's happening.
I wouldn't
and
leave
they
the
bled,
house.
And they bled. Oh, are you kidding me? I'd wear cleats just because you'd hit less. Like golf cleats.
All right, Ty. Is that? I don't remember that being a clip on this show.
That pretty much sums up how I felt when I saw that penis in the pee hole picture.
Were you by yourself?
No, but I can say.
Did you
this.
Take a picture of it? How are they with picture taking over there? Are they cool?
The Kubrick thing, totally cool. Everything cool. else, absolutely not.
Okay.
The Kubrick thing, though, you need to stay 2 feet away from the exhibits, which I didn't do, and I guess how many times? I got told not to. Stand so close.
Did they say, excuse me, sir, we're closing in 5 minutes. Don't stand so close.
To me.
Go. Tyler. Here we go. Clip from the show. We don't know what it is. This is great.
Hey, random fact. I like eating pussy more than getting a blowjob.
Well, how was it cut there? What's going on?
I don't know.
That was back when he was soliciting.
That was back when I was drunk, probably, too.
And soliciting. Yes.
Hey, random fact. I like eating pussy more than getting a blowjob. Okay, you know, I don't like that being played on the show because of the fact that we're trying to clean things up a little around here. And I don't like living in the past. It's true, though.
Let's go take a call. What do you say?
Yeah, let's do it.
Jason. You're calling from Zion National Park? You're actually inside the park there, JJ?
Yeah. I'm about a mile outside the gate right now.
You've been on before.
If you're not doing mushrooms, you're wasting a trip to Zion.
Now, did you, what's up? Do you have anything?
I'm working 2 days, then I'm going out to California.
Oh, look at that.
I'll be out there next week.
Fantastic. Looking for a little invite, I see. Well, you have a penis, so that's not going to work.
Well, that's okay. I'll be at Disneyland, and maybe you'll just walk by anyways.
If you can somehow shimmy the lock with your penis, it'll work.
If you see Mike, make sure you say hi to him, okay?
I know he likes that. At Disneyland at least once next week.
What's that?
He's going to be at Disneyland at least once next week. So.
I'll be there all 5 days. Monday through Friday.
What?
Yeah.
You're nuts.
Taking my kids out for the first time.
Make sure, Jason, that you get the apps that let you know how long the ride lines are, okay? If you have a smartphone.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at the one right now. It's there's no data right now because it's closed, but the map's really neat.
Yeah,
it shows you all the smoking areas.
Are you a smoker?
All the alcohol areas.
It's not a ride.
With your kids.
It's not a ride, but make sure if you go to California Adventure, you head down Hollywood Boulevard, which is to your left, and go into the animation area and check out the Zoetrope.
Really?
It's one of my favorite things in the park.
What part of
Hollywood Boulevard?
I just told you.
Oh, that's awesome.
So you go down, you keep it on your right, and I'm sorry, I'm looking.
There's a street called Hollywood. I don't know if it's called Hollywood
just
Boulevard.
Just ask one of the characters where the Zoetrope.
Ask him where the animation room is.
Okay.
It's in there.
Zoetrope,
it's pretty awesome, though. Even your kids will dig it.
Thanks for calling, Jason. Here we go. You ready for this?
Unless his kids are all blind.
Izzy, you're on the After Disaster. Welcome to Open and Honest.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Good, buddy. Good.
Yeah, I was actually the guy that called in Loveline and talked about Mike Carano's alcoholism on air.
Thanks. I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it either.
What?
I don't remember that. When was that?
I didn't hear it.
This was probably about a year ago. You guys played it back, actually, on the After Disaster. Anderson did.
Yeah. Wait. But,
this doesn't make a lot of sense, but thanks for embarrassing me.
What did you say? Tyler claims he has it.
Well, they talked about it a little. They were like, oh, have you heard about Mike Carano and his problems? And they said something else, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's too bad about his alcoholism. And then I was like, oh, crap, I wonder if I even should have said that.
I know, it was a big secret.
Was this before or after he came out of the alcoholic closet?
No, this was definitely after. You guys were already talking about it on the After Disaster.
Yeah, I've never heard of
it. I kind of called this.
Izzy probably met him at a meeting and pulled a mic and decided to talk about it.
No, this is definitely after. So, yeah, I was wondering about that. I was like, oh, I wonder if it really, really bugged him or if it was just something that kind of...
That's your fucking open and honest, Izzy.
It doesn't bug me.
What happened?
That's your open and honest.
Nothing bugs me anymore.
Izzy, that was your open and honest question. If it bugged
me. Hey, random fact: I like eating pussy more than getting a blowjob. Can we not play that again? Because what if my mom's listening?
I miss Mrs. Carano.
My mom. She always thought I liked blowjobs better.
She's gonna be so disappointed. Well,
I had another kind of question. When I called in Loveline and I asked one of the phone screeners, I was like, oh, can I give a shout out to the After Disaster? She was like, straight up, no.
Huge.
Is there kind of a weird thing where you're not allowed to mention it, like on Loveline?
Mike talked about it tonight twice.
Not really. He said Manic Cannons for.
I see Tyler, I see Mike. So for those of you who are After Disaster fans.
Oh, really? Would you turn yourself up there a little bit? You turn yourself up a little bit.
I don't think it's a weird thing. I think it's inappropriate that a nationally syndicated talk show mentions.
I grew up listening to Stern, and the last 30 minutes of that show seemed to be plugs for the people that worked on
the
show.
It absolutely always was.
That doesn't work. That doesn't live in today's world, apparently, which is upsetting, unfortunately.
You know what will never happen
again? The Film Vault never gets any plugs over there at the end of the Corolla show.
Yeah.
After Disaster rarely gets any mentions over here or the Film Vault.
Yeah, you know what? That's ridiculous that the Film Vault doesn't get any plugs.
None. And then Drew invites you onto a show and not me. Oh, cunty Drew.
You got to talk about my show.
He had fucking Simone Bien on his goddamn show.
Wait, I just
how offensive that is to me.
I just want
she's still in town.
I want you to let it sink in that he's gonna have this guy on his show.
Hey, random fact: I like eating pussy more than getting a blowjob.
No, but see, Drew would love that because Carano could do no wrong, in Drew's eyes.
I
think he might fillet you.
I just told you what I don't like that much.
Hey, Izzy, it's true.
<No.
laughs> Izzy, thanks for calling, man.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Let me make this clear.
Mm-hmm.
I don't dislike blowjobs. It's just not. I don't care about them.
It's fantastic. New film balled up, by the way, speaking of which.
Because I'm not selfish. I like to share.
Asinine, ridiculous topic. Top five one-word title movies.
That's a.
You guys are really.
What, how many do you have to choose from? 10,000.
It was difficult for me. I spent more time on this one than researching than I have.
Drive,
I think,
was one of them.
Any other, and I have like 10 subcategories, and at least 90 movies are mentioned by me. And I have a top five list as well as a all-time top five. I have top Asian one-word title movies. It got ridiculous. It went off the rails.
Was the Muppet movie one of them?
No, because not a one-word title.
You know what I was going to say?
See how that doesn't work?
Could they be the movies movie. With the word the in them?
No, I do not. Purist.
So Drive?
No, I
Drive was in there. Yeah. I had top five recent movies that need to be that should be mentioned. But next week's going to be even more of a stellar episode because we're going to be doing
one
top five
titles.
Top five children. Brian wanted to do top five two-word movies, and I said no.
What?
He was kidding.
Are you guys digging deep for?
No. We're doing child performances next week in honor of Q. That makes no sense to anybody. Doesn't even make sense to me.
I hope that little
barely.
Girl from Kick-Ass is in there because she was awesome.
No, she's not going to go. No,
how about Natalie Portman from The Professional?
Beast of the Southern
what
Wild.
What chances my name's a boy?
The little girl that played Hush Puppy. She was six at the time, and she's up for an Academy Award.
How about the
Award.
Little girl from True Grit?
Nope. She lost her arm, so she's
how
out.
About, how about the girl from Escape to Witch Mountain, Kim Richards?
Hey, while we're talking, I don't like how Mike just rattles off five little girl performances.
How about Tatum O'Neill in Paper Moon?
No, but bad news bears.
Bad news bears.
How about the kid from Looper?
Hey, real remember. Quick. So I watched Bronson again today, and I remember you weren't so hot on it. That's a really good movie.
I know. I'm sure it is. Here's the problem with Bronson. I've said it like 90 times, I'm sure, and I'm sorry for all those who have heard this before. The trailer is the best. It's hands down the best trailer I've ever seen for any movie.
It's a great trailer, but the movie
and I,
is
I
really
watched that
good.
Trailer 30 times before the movie, and then I went to see the movie, and like it did not live up to the trailer.
Oh, I thought it did after no. I watched it. I watched
That's
it for
why I don't watch
time.
Trailers anymore.
I thought, Ali, I don't want to watch them anymore. That was my New Year's resolution,
I
which ended at like
12. Yeah, I don't watch them anymore either.
It ended at like 12:37.
You got to do what Rune does. I actually like what Rune does.
I don't want to do anything that Rune does ever.
Rune, when a new trailer comes out for like some, like, oh, it's the new trailer, whatever, he watches for like 2 seconds, and if he's like, that looks good, he closes out immediately. He's like, okay, I'll see that when it comes out.
No, I'm not
He gives
that.
Himself like the time.
I saw
taste.
A trailer on the 134 on the rain like 10 years ago, Jackknife, right in front of me, and it scared
what?
It seems surreal.
What are you talking about?
It jackknifed a big rig.
Happening?
And the trailer's
the
big
trailer
was going straight. And
he's
the,
talking
and
about
the
actual trailer.
Swung around and blocked all the lanes, and it scared the crap out of me. And it didn't occur to me what just happened because I just kept on going right behind him. He
I don't think it's
he stabilized
what's happening
it
right now.
And then probably a minute later, my adrenaline started pumping, and it scared the crap out of me. Okay, real quick. So Bronson, I thought it was great.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I saw it in the theater. I rushed out. Mm. You know, but you know what? That was before my love affair, my man crush on Tom Hardy, so I need to go revisit.
He is fantastic. So the person I watched
you know
it with, we were talking
too?
About it, and she goes, she goes, who directed
rapping
this? Because it looks, the direction is friggin' phenomenal.
Yeah, riffing.
And then she looked it up, and the guy who directed Drive directed Bronze. I didn't know that.
Riffin.
Nicholas Winding Refn.
Riffin, yeah.
I love that guy's work now.
His new movie looks brutal.
What's it
brutal.
Called?
Fuck, what's
the MMA one?
Something, yeah. It's something about sins or God and truth
and it's a
and
cartoon.
Lies and it's the cartoon,
yeah. I don't want to see that.
And I think that he's being sued by Warner Brothers because he did a blatant ripoff of Bugs Bunny.
Mm. Hey, you want
to
hear?
None of that's true.
You want to hear
I want Ollie to speak for a moment. I'm sorry. Well, but go ahead. What?
I'm sure you know about this because you're up on the latest film things. Uh-huh. It got sent to me. The links got sent to me by several people.
I don't know shit about movies.
At Sundance, they screened a movie.
The
Disneyland movie. A film that was shot entirely in Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about Disney World. It's about a guy having a mental breakdown after he gets fired and he starts checking out all these girls there and he brought his kids. And it's very, very dark apparently. And very creepy and very, very edgy. And they screened it at Sundance. And
this
all,
year at Sundance?
Yeah. All the reviews said, this cannot possibly ever be released. Because Disney, it's all shot in Disney World.
So if it's documentary.
It's not a documentary. It's a
film. We just got to make some edits and make it into a documentary.
But the reviewers from Sundance said it's amazingly well shot.
I don't want to hear about a movie I can never see.
Don't hear Tom Hardy.
I'm getting
rap.
So stressed right now because I can't see this movie. I'm like freaking out right now.
If you want to see Tom Hardy's penis, it's in Bronson.
It is quite a bit. Hey, go ahead. Tie.
All right. And he also, by the way, has a baby Bjorn with a baby in it while he's doing this. He's just walking down the street, walking his baby, and someone's like, "Hey, it's Tom Hardy." And then
my buddy
raps.
Worked with him and said he's not that cool, which is heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. But he should rap as Bane for sure. Ollie, we'll get back to you in a second.
Can't give me the mic, they don't really need me. Socrates, the book of pages, I flip the fucking mic. In the back of the days, it's hectic.
Okay, I don't like him anymore.
Respect it.
I'm no longer in love with him.
I'm going to play this the rest of the show.
No, yeah, you're not going to do that.
He's so good. Why would he do that?
Yeah, why is he doing that?
Horrible. It's like watching a girl fart or something. Makes me not like her. Like him.
Watching's the big problem with that.
Only God forgives is Nicholas Winding.
Only God forgives. That's it. Hey, Ollie, what's the movie you want to talk about there, buddy? Only God Forgives.
Ooh, Seven Psychopaths.
Ah, yeah. What about it?
I have a Killer Joe. Like, did we talk about Killer Joe?
Killer Joe's
I watched
awesome.
That this week.
How great was that monologue?
Which one?
The one with the chicken.
Yeah, that was
the chicken leg. Yeah.
How old is Killer Joe?
Dude, that was a weird fucking movie.
Last year. Yeah. Yeah.
First,
what?
Yeah. No.
First what?
I was gonna say like first third. You're like, oh, this is gonna be cool, like spiraling out of control, kind of like story. And then it was like, oh, okay. And then second third got like really funny, like dark comedy. And then the last third just all hell breaks loose.
That's good.
There was a movie called All Hell Breaks Loose in the 50s.
It was based on a stage play, if you can imagine that. But it's the best Matthew McConaughey performance I've ever seen. That says a lot because I love Matthew McConaughey. But him as Killer Joe, especially in that one scene while he's getting oral on a chicken leg from Gina Gershon, is hilarious and wrong. God, it's
my funny. Favorite thing.
While he's explaining what's going to happen.
My favorite thing for the entire film is how the mom opens the door with her coochie out. And they're like, it's okay, she didn't know it was you. As if it's acceptable to answer the door like
it's,
that if you don't know.
It's an examination of extreme white trash, and it's scary to think that those people actually probably do exist out there. But it was directed by William Friedkin. This turned into the film ball. I'm sorry.
Remember that hideous story that Mike Catherwood told us last
Abrams
week?
Abrams is directing the next Star Wars.
So that gross story that Catherwood told us, I'm not going to say, oh, maybe I am. So a young girl asked me about something about Mike Catherwood. And I go, he told the most disgusting story about this.
Here's the thing. I don't believe it. He says things like that all the time, I think, just to
get I started telling her, I go, I don't even want to mention this disgusting thing he talked about. And she goes, Blumpkin? And I was like,
How did she know?
She goes, I said, how do you know what that is? She goes, everyone knows what that is.
Well, like, yeah, it's kind of true. Most people know what Blumpkin is.
I don't know what it is.
It's like all over Stern. That's why I don't think it's real. I mean, it's just... I think it's Mike. Mike has a tendency, this is my opinion, to tell stories that are completely over the top, over the moon, and then he sticks by them. He thinks they're funny stories. He dreams them up, and he tries to sell them as real. But I don't really believe that any young girl gave him a Blumpkin while he sat on the toilet and pooped. I don't think so. And I don't want to picture that, and I don't like the idea of it. Sorry. Ollie, what movie do you want to tell you? Seven Psychopaths?
That was the worst thing on the show, by the way.
What?
That you told that story.
Yeah.
You mentioned what it was.
I'm sorry.
It's not as bad as the pee hole finger.
Seven Psychopaths, I liked it very much. People should check it out when it comes out on DVD. However, it went off the rails a bit at the end. It was trying to be too clever for itself, and I kind of lost interest with like 20 minutes left. I really didn't care anymore.
Is it still in theaters? Because I'd like to see it.
No, it's long gone. Great cast, though.
Sam Rockwell made that movie.
Sam Rockwell, without him in that movie, it's almost unwatchable.
Even with Walken?
I'm sorry, with
Walken's
who?
Being too much Walken.
Sam Rock.
Walken.
Walken. Christopher Walken. Walken.
Okay. Roof. Ollie.
Roof.
You got any open and honest or anything?
No.
Ollie's from Egypt.
I like how we're fishing for it now.
Hey, Ollie, you...
Come on, put us on the spot, people.
You called in the Adam and Drew show, right?
Yeah, like the first episode.
Yeah, you didn't give us a show.
I haven't listened to any episodes since because you guys guilted the hell out.
Next time you call in, come,
I'm sorry,
talk
Ollie.
About how great Anderson is.
We're joking, buddy.
And also, I need more Twitter followers, and I need people to message me on Twitter how great I am, just to boost my ego and make me feel good about myself.
Hey, you know what's going to boost your ego is when I bring here. When I bring a mug in here next week, put that fucker up on eBay. What do you think, guys? Huh?
You got to change that name to Jasper.
Do you know who this is?
Jowls.
No. Listen,
because you're a hound dog.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
I was kind of joking about that, but it does make me feel good when people say nice things.
That's nice
on Twitter.
That's weird that you would feel nice
when
people
say
nice
things. Well, they can't say nice things on theafterdesk.com.
I thought it was going to be funny to say that, and now I feel like a pathetic
idiot.
You know, they can't say anything nice on you know who's a great webmaster, though? Is Damian Parsons. My web guy. He's the guy that did AndersonCowan.com. Got a great review up of Amor over there. Amor. Fantastic review of Amor.
I can't believe you saw it.
Oh, I saw it.
We talked about this 2 weeks ago.
I one-starred it. Oh, yeah. I told you to see it after I saw it. I gave that one.
You told me not to see it.
No, I told you you should see it.
You said I absolutely should not see it.
No, but then you were going on and on about how, well, you're in the minority because people love this.
I thought you wanted me to see it to piss me off.
I think this is 3 weeks in a row now that we've talked about movies for about 40% of the show.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'll fix that. Hey, Diana, how are you? What do you bring to the table tonight?
Literally says she saw Lawless, a film. You fucking retard.
Don't call me that.
We're not supposed to use that word.
Diana, how are you? Oh.
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Fantabulous.
Welcome to the end of the show, because we're going to do a tight show tonight.
You want to talk a little Lawless, huh? Yeah. Good movie, Tom Hardy.
Hey.
Get out. I
random
just watched
fact,
that
tonight.
I like no
eating pussy more than getting a blowjob.
Yeah, it says so on the screen, Diana.
Oh.
That you know how these things work.
Oh.
Welcome to the program.
I like how we're just going to be brutal to people. Yeah, it already says that on the screen.
Yeah, I have a crush on Thomas Hardy, too.
What else
his
you
lips
got?
Look so pillowy and
oh,
fun
they're
to make
so
out
pillowy,
with.
Yes.
I like making out with pillows.
Meat hooks are large, and they protect you from the elements.
I like
but
the
it's just so weird because I know what his penis looks like, too.
Yeah. It's not cut, right?
They all look the same.
No, I don't think so.
This show's one of the grossest shows we've ever done.
People saying cut is so gross.
It really
is.
All right, Diana. I schooled Mr. Dr. Drew. Mr. Dr. Drew is my new name for him, to shame him. Because he sat right there as Corolla said horrible, mean things to me about me.
Okay.
Drew didn't say a goddamn thing. You know what Drew did say? Because he's such a political little weasel. This is what Drew says. And I called him on it tonight. And you know what? He's kind of right. But he covered his ass by saying, listen, these are my friends. I work with them every night. Because it wasn't just me. He was Corolla was going on and on about Anne as well. And Tara. He's still got a fucking thing for Tara. Don't call me Tara, goddammit. It's been
who
years.
Who was that, the screener?
She was a screener back in the day.
Oh, I met her.
Nice girl. She's a nice girl, but she didn't.
Mean things about Anne.
She didn't kiss Adam's ass. Oh, yeah. The worst heat was probably on Anne. She took the worst of it. But Drew's just sitting there. And Drew does bail himself out by saying, these are friends of mine. I see them every night. And I don't want to come to their defense because I know that will just make it worse for them, which is true. If Drew started to say anything,
then he would ignite a fire, yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I have a question.
Yeah.
Should I be mean to him?
What movie?
At the restaurant?
No. Yeah, you got to be professional when you're at the restaurant.
Out of loyalty to you?
That's sweet, but no, be professional when you're
at
the restaurant.
Adam comes to your restaurant?
Yes.
Yeah, he loves Lowry's. But I did school Mr. Dr. Drew on the Tam O'Shanter and told him all about how much he would love it because he doesn't know anything about it. Never been there, nothing. So
that makes me so sad because I gave him a whole like 90th anniversary kit.
That's what sparked it because, you know, he was holding, he was leafing through those menus.
I'm afraid of new things.
I can't believe that place has been there for 90 years.
Oh, my God. I haven't gotten
now. Oh, you guys,
any of my stuff.
The
great, great, great grandchildren of the original Roaches probably live there.
Hey, no Roaches. I'm the landlord. It's roach free.
Of course it is. You guys use Ecolab? That's the best roach.
Ecolab rocks.
Yeah, they're great.
What do we
do? That was a bad plug.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Let's get back to cut penises or something.
So the other night, I'm at a movie. You know, me.
At a movie?
Yeah. We'll talk about the movie.
Is that a plug-in corporate exterminators?
The story has nothing to do with movies, all right? So
you got
to
tell, like, with the beat.
I get out of this movie here, right, which was a real bummer. It was a real downer, the movie was. So I was already a bit of a weird mood. I look at my phone, 9 missed calls. 8 of which are from the wife, Jillian, which is not like her. Girl does not like the phone. Doesn't even like to call me. So 9 missed calls. 8 are from her. A couple text messages, including a picture. I look at the picture first, and the picture is askew. The one over my fireplace is askew. And she goes, the dog's been barking for an hour and a half straight, so much that this picture moved, which is a bit of an exaggeration. I don't think the picture actually moved. But what happened was the dogs got out of the house. Well, we let them out in the backyard, but we have like a side creepy part in between the house next to us, and there's a fence there, and it's dark as shit.
The side creepy part, I think, is the technical term.
It's about 2 feet of like dead leaves and stuff. Total fire hazard. I need to go back there and either light it on fire or put it in bags.
Yeah, burn that baby
one of those
down.
Things. And there's like a little
water
ramp.
Down your wall, though, so your house doesn't go up.
A little ramp that goes up into the doggy door that we have that's in our bedroom, which is phenomenal. That's why one of the reasons why we got that
kind of creepy because a little person could get in there.
What can happen is underneath that little ramp is a little space for a little possum, which is what we're assuming it was, which is under there. And our dumb fuck dogs get so excited at the sight of a wild animal that they taunt it and bark.
I tell you, I get a semi-chub just at the thought of a possum.
So the possum's alive then.
Possum's alive, but she's
what
guessing.
I'm saying is I can't fault your puppies.
So why didn't she bring them inside?
So she couldn't get to them because they were on the side creepy part of the house, right? So, and she had like her head, she was putting her little head through the doggy door, begging them to come in. She was like in tears when I called her. I can hear that. Her first call had come in 2 hours prior to my first call to her because I was in a movie and I felt really bad, felt really guilty. Now I'm on my way to work, to Loveline, running late, stuck in traffic. There's nothing I can do. I can't go back to the house. And I'm thinking Stanley could be getting bit here, you know, by a rabid possum. Jillian's all
upset. They don't
want to
fight that
crying.
Possum.
I can hear them barking in the background like they do want to fight. Like they're so excited and they don't respect her. They don't respect her enough to come in when she's yelling at them and screaming at them. So I just wanted to bring up that story about how it's horrible and there's nothing. So
it's helpless.
I'm the one who came up with the idea to why don't you get the hose out, give him a little blast.
Seriously,
like a racist cop back in the 50s and
hit that possum while you're at it.
Yeah, and she did the hose trick and they came running back inside and then she was very mean to them.
Is there something that makes those dogs go berserk? Like Dahlia, if you brought out one of those greeny bones, would just start flipping out.
She was doing all that. Like they usually come for treats. Eggs. If I crack an egg, they're all up in my business in the kitchen, all three of them.
They like eggs.
But what was really sad is Sydney's my good little dog. Mm-hmm. She's a little girl. She has terrible eyesight and she's scared of shadows and she's in there and we have this little blue like remote and you push the remote and it hurts the dog's ears and it's like a training mechanism to make them stop. And usually when they're barking, you just tap that thing, they get all scared and they run inside. She was holding that thing down, but they were so excited by the possums. So the two dogs that were outside being dicks weren't being affected at all. Or they were just pushing it out because they were so excited by the possum. Poor little Sydney, who's not doing anything wrong, she's taking the fucking ear pain.
She's got a little paws over her ears.
Oh, sad. Bad times. But it's awful to feel that goddamn helpless. And I was thinking, this isn't like a situation where I can just not go to work.
You know what it is? It's like you're Liam Neeson and you hear your dogs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, taken.
You're like, I will find you.
Except it was a possum.
And, I have a particular set of skills. I can make a missing dog poster.
I use my skills to have her shoot him with some water.
Why don't you get rid of that possum?
How do you get rid of a possum?
Yeah, possum.
I just put up a... They can't get to the side of the house anymore. I put up some wood. Some wood, Jerry. Wood.
And you trap the possum? Why don't you throw some poison down there?
Like possums. Why God, they're dumb animals.
Take a
they're
bug
so
bomb,
dumb.
Wing it under the house.
I prefer raccoons.
I came to a full stop
the barks.
A couple nights after this occurrence. I'm sure it was a different possum, Mike, so don't ask me if it was the same possum. But a few blocks away from my house, on the way home with Jillian, and came to a full stop in the middle of the two-lane highway and watched this poor fucking stupid possum zigzag back in front of my stopped car. Just zigzagging. Trying to
my car, he wanted.
Trying to outsmart me or juke me.
So like, are you saying that Mike was a possum in his story?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what might work
street?
On possums in the street? Get one of those laser pointers and hit him in his little possum eyes.
No one saw a possum. She heard it hissing. She never actually saw it.
Maybe it's a cobra.
Could have been a cobra.
My brother's girlfriend, her brother likes to take the laser pointer and shine it out in the backyard like late at night.
And hey, what's up?
This is fake work. Raccoons really like laser pointers, and they'll just chase it like cats.
That's like cats, yeah.
He brought in like four raccoons, like a family of raccoons.
Where does your brother live?
Up
in
the stairs
forest?
Into his room,
what?
Chasing the laser pointer. Yeah.
And then what? You just
let
them hang out.
Back out with the laser pointer. Again.
They get like just transfixed. Like they,
I guess,
they,
yeah.
They would like walk it right
just
into a trap.
Grabby hands. They get all excited.
I will admit, it sounds kind of exciting having four little Lone Rangers coming up
right?
the stairs. But other than that,
you ever watch them like eat an egg?
No.
When I was a kid, they used to come to our backyard all the time, to our window at night. My mom would take hard-boiled eggs and put them out like side the sliding glass door, and we'd just watch them. Sit Indian style, Tyler.
Do they crack it?
Indian style. And we'd watch them with their little hands because they have opposable thumbs. Is that the right word for that?
Yes.
And they peel the egg like little human monkeys.
But it's all wet. How do they get it?
Human monkeys. What do you mean, how do they get it? What kind of a...
They don't melt. They don't...
No, they're hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant they crack it and it just seeps beneath the floor. Like the deck.
Hey, which Marcus is this? Is this fake Marcus? Real Marcus? What's up?
It's fake Marcus.
Yeah, it's fake Marcus. You know what it says on the...
I like that he's proud that he's fake Marcus. Shout out loud. I'm fake Marcus and I'm proud.
I'm so bad at reading. I wrote... What Kyle wrote was open and honest, not black Marcus. Marcus. Los Angeles.
Kyle does a good job at making notes. Like that other person, he made it clear that it was a guy, not a girl.
I don't remember another person.
Maybe it's still up there.
But I wrote, I read not fake Marcus. So anyways, fake Marcus.
Yeah. So I got an open and honest, and I have a mic drop.
Open and honest. Hey, you can go ahead and ask us anything. And we will answer.
Open and honestly.
Both openly and honestly. Shoot.
What is the worst thing you've accidentally done to your dog?
To my dog?
Yeah.
bet you peed on your dog.
That's a really good one. I don't know.
No, something happened with Stanley that you were kind of heartbroken about. Like, how do you break his leg? No, that wasn't it.
How do you break his leg?
There was something with Stanley that you were completely...
I mean, like, I've sat on Sydney by mistake. That was awful. I've kicked Stanley in the head. That was bad.
Yeah.
By mistake. You know, they're little dogs, so accidents happen. Plus, I'm kind of a bull in the china shop. I try and be as ginger as possible. Oh, you know what? The worst thing I've ever done to Stanley by mistake is getting a head-on collision. And woke up in the hospital covered in blood, and he was on my chest.
Oh, poor little pooch.
He must have really taken a beating that night, because I totaled my car, and he was sitting in the front seat without a seatbelt. No doggy belt.
He probably went ping pong.
They make doggy belts, right?
That's got to be the worst thing.
Yeah, that's
Oh, yeah, they have doggy. I used to get shamed by this one listener who would always send me messages like, you have to get this for Stanley. You're going to kill him.
Well, especially the fact that they don't see it coming. Like, you see the accident coming for a brief second. The dog doesn't know what the heck's happening.
None. Yeah.
I had a dream last night that I was in an airplane crash, but for some reason, I brought a helmet, and I had time to make a video and get the helmet on. But then terror filled me because I knew I'm going to die no matter what.
Even with the helmet.
Yeah.
And you're going to look like an idiot doing it. I woke up the other morning with a very, very... Hey, Fake Marcus, thanks for the open and honest. Oh, wait, you have a drop?
I got more.
You have a drop?
Yep.
Go ahead.
There was a lot of jizz involved. There was a lot of jizz involved.
Making me look really good for the new listeners.
Please send that to the after disaster at I've used no profanity this evening.
The after disaster at gmail.com. Thanks, Fake Marcus.
Shop for all your embarrassing drop names.
What's the most inappropriate thing Mike's ever done to a woman?
That's
a tough one.
When I was a kid, not a kid, but I don't think I had ever had sex, and I really wanted to have sex with this girl because I was extremely horny and extremely drunk. And she goes, I can't because you're not my boyfriend. No. And I said, I really want you to be my girlfriend, and are we going out now?
But dude, that was leading up to rape, and you just...
Nothing happened.
Mike, I'm pretty sure the worst thing you did is Kyle's brought it up when you...
don't talk about that.
At the bar?
Don't. Oh, wait.
Oh, the way that finger in the ass? Kyle just made himself at home. He came in here. So
what happened at the bar?
We have fourth force.
You, like, touched a girl's brown eye.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, dude, you said you started.
That up.
Kyle.
It wasn't me. It was AJ Benza.
No.
Well, you adopted a story as your own because you said that you were drinking.
You did say that.
You were. Kyle!
Oh, wait.
Clear place.
Okay.
You said you were at a bar.
Let's drop it.
He's like, I confused.
Are you talking about in the bathroom?
I believe it was at a bar out in the public place. Why is Kyle the expert on this? The aforementioned
I don't
Kyle.
Remember that story.
I remember hearing this story, and I thought it was hilarious.
I don't remember it. Tell me the story.
That's the long and short of it, man. You were making out with some girl at a bar, and then you just went for it.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I tell that story?
Okay. I woke up the other morning with a clear as a bell, clear as can be, vision of what our shirt needs to be. Which I'm not going to talk about on the show.
Good move.
Yeah. We'll talk to you about it afterwards. But I also, and then 10 minutes, it was so weird. It was like a vision that I had in my dream. I must have been dreaming about it. And then 10 minutes later, now I'm up on my feet. I'm like, I got one for the film vault too. What the fuck? Like, I
genius.
Was just asleep and these two images came to my head. And I think you're going to really like the after disaster.
I dig it. Looking forward to hearing it.
We got to do it. And it might be an art project. We might need to actually, you know, use your photo skills and whatnot. It's going to be good stuff.
Do it,
though.
Man. Right now, Nathan's freaking out. He's got like a pile of sketches sitting
No,
there.
I saw Nathan last night and told him he's out.
Okay.
I'm like, what have you come up with? He's like, nothing. I'm like, yeah, you're out.
You're out. Fired. Hit the bricks.
Much as we wanted to say that Luke Skywalker's son designed our shirts. Out!
Maybe J.J. Abrams will design our shirts now.
Maybe Jed Apatow. Does he have a kid?
Yeah.
Let's get his kid.
They're daughters.
We need a famous person's kid. I'm sorry, Nathan. You know I love you. Kind of. When you're actually...
That would be pretty awesome if we got a famous person's kid to do each incarnation.
That'd be pretty cool, yeah. I know George Foreman, one of his kids, one of the Georges. I know George the Fifth.
How do you know George Foreman?
George G5. Yeah, George the Fifth. He named all his kids George.
I know, even Foreman. His daughter.
But that guy went to camp with him. He was a counselor.
George Foreman was a counselor at your camp?
Yeah, but the kid version.
One of the George Foremans.
Not the one with the grill.
I can't like to see George Foreman there.
Well, he had a grill, but it wasn't like for
when
cooking.
Do we eat? I brought 12 grills.
All right, you guys know the sign people, right?
Yeah,
the swinging the signs.
Swinging the signs, right? Yeah,
there's a name for them.
Somebody was making a documentary about them.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotta pay shitty. But it's like a good job for a college kid to have, right? You can't get a paper out anymore. Those things just don't
exist. It's not a good job because you're standing in the sun.
Attention whores
love
it.
You have to basically wear a costume so your friends don't recognize you. They always have a hat on and sunglasses and their headphones. What job can you work with headphones where it's okay besides this?
They might be listening to the show.
Good job, everybody. Even though I've never wanted to buy jewelry.
It's always Ty wears headphones to work all day.
It's jewelry or a tax preparer.
Yeah, a lot of the time it's dental stuff. I see dental stuff. A lot of the tax preparer, you're right.
I saw one time that it was for signs, which is very confusing.
What if ironic. The dentist want to be ironic if he hit you in the teeth.
Yeah, a lot of times new real estate, like new lofts just open. Here's where I'm getting at, though. You know, somebody with no talent or skill or exceptionally whatever Corolla said about me, those people can get jobs swinging signs around, right? I was stuck in traffic out in my part of the neck of the woods, the valley area, a couple days ago, and I saw an exceptionally beautiful woman holding a sign. And she was so tall and pretty, like, that I was uncomfortable, like I didn't want to make eye contact.
Yeah, because she'll think you're belittling her.
And it was just weird that she was holding the sign. And then I noticed her rhythm was really good too. And then as I got closer, I realized she was a fucking mannequin. And they have a fucking machine, and I've seen a second one since, Tyler. They have a machine now that is a mannequin that holds the sign and does perfect circles so that they don't have to pay a kid to go out there and do it anymore.
I love it. I love it. How come no one steals those babies, though? I'd like to have that.
Usually it's like an angry Armenian guy running the business. You know, it's right out in front of a storefront.
Probably have a GPS on that thing.
He might, because this thing did not look cheap.
If somebody can steal one of those for us, we can put After Disaster on the sign.
And then have it get stolen immediately?
No, leave it in the studio.
The studio?
Hey, what happened to that plan you guys had to wrap somebody's car with, like, After Disaster promotion
stuff?
Yeah,
that was buried under the t-shirt
idea. What do we look like?
We're
made of mugs?
We're not made of mugs. Mugs don't grow on trees.
Good point. Kyle.
Yeah, remember, Carano was going to do it. He was 100%. He's like, if it's less than $500, I'm doing it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tyler.
If there was a list of things that Mike said he was going to do.
Tyler.
What?
I meant to ask you last week, did you put that Les Mis mix together yourself or was that online?
No, I was just playing that live.
You did. That was an awesome. I meant to say that was an awesome job.
Thanks, buddy.
I thought you found that online. Because it fit really well and it was cool.
I know, it was weird.
Because I wanted a copy of it, actually.
I was actually going to toy around with it, but
somebody suggested you sell it on iTunes.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think the hammer might come down on you.
Nah,
can you do it again?
Really?
It was really good.
Can we end the show?
Yes, we can.
We have to end early tonight
because
we're famished. Because someone doesn't understand the deal.
What's the deal?
The deal is that once you bring food, we always expect it, and everyone's disappointed when you don't.
You know what?
I didn't bring snacks this time.
I was late.
No, you weren't.
I was late.
You got here at 11. Like earlier than ever.
I thought I was late.
No, I'm joking.
I wanted to tell the story.
I mean, it would have been great if you had some food, but you know, I'm not expecting it.
Now that I already plugged my Twitter account, can you guys please go watch some of those videos? Because it's making me depressed that all my old videos have 4,000, 5,000, 8,000, 9,000 views, and the new ones only have 500 or 600.
This is pretty sweet.
Yeah, I like it.
Did someone make this, you think, or is this like an app? You made it. How'd you do it?
I made this a lot when I still worked here. And then I gave up on doing the entire song. This is all there is.
Not bad, Titan.
No, I like it. I like it a lot.
I started making a Drew mix, too, and I just abandoned it a while ago. I'd have you play it right now, but I can't remember what it's called.
It's called
DRI, actually. DRI.
The band?
Yeah, band. Dirty Rotten Imbeciles.
Our enemy, and we're going to eat it.
Yeah.
We'll take the foreskin of babies and it'll make us young.
There's a bunch of those in there because I was working up to... actually, you know what? Pull down the music. Let's play some of the DRIs that I have in there because there's some good shit. I was collecting for a while. There's a bunch of them.
Who's Tracy Letts?
He's the guy that wrote Killer Joe. This is Dr. Drew.
Really, Mike?
I was calling it Drew's... What was I calling it? Righteous Indignation, right? So I was collecting drops of him for the song that was ultimately going to be called that. And God, I don't finish many projects.
We're going to take the heart of our enemy and we're going to eat it.
Yeah.
We'll take the foreskin of babies and it'll make us young.
It's a meltdown disaster.
You know, can I be honest with you? I don't find that funny.
You know what he's talking about there? He's talking about the rapist. He's talking about Will Arnett saying he's a rapist.
A rapist.
Yeah, that's what Drew was reacting to there.
You know, can I be honest with you? I don't find that funny.
A rapist.
Well, they got divorced, right? Will Arnett.
Yeah, it's very sad. Amy Poehler.
I like that couple a lot.
Anything else? Any more DRI there? Is that it? Is that her drill?
You only had three.
What? There's got to be more. Keep going.
Apparently, you really don't finish it.
No, I don't. Try ZDRI. Oh, fuck. Whatever. Not that important.
I drink to that.
That's not it. One of them.
The part of your brain that you need.
Bigger, you don't know, selector, voila, ha, ha, ha. Weezer, you know, hey, that sweatshirt song where I unravel your sweater.
That was a real caller that just freaked out. Will you play that again?
The part of your brain that you need.
Bigger, you don't know, selector, voila.
I don't know what the heck is happening right now. I don't understand.
Weezer, you know, hey, that
I don't remember him talking about Weezer.
Sweatshirt song where
I don't know what's happening.
We're playing drops.
This is Jamaican Henry.
Oh, yeah.
Jamaican Henry.
Boop, 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 blood clot. Yeah. Sugar to dread. Meaning say, oh, man,
yo. Makes very little sense.
Yeah, I know. It's a fucking train wreck.
You got Fat Fanny.
That's Jamie Kennedy talking about the Fat Fanny story. You ever heard that Fat Fanny story?
It's a good story.
He realized that he was being sexually molested, but he didn't realize
it. Oh, like
a
baseball coach or something?
Yeah. Come in and spank his ass.
All right, go, please.
All right, the show's over. You got anything to plug there, Kyle?
Well, I'm going to get turned down immediately by old Tyler over there.
Probably true, especially if you alert him.
KyleSwoward.com.
What? What's going on there?
It.
Put the pressure on him by going there.
Maybe his website actually works.
Here's how
yeah, everybody.
It was designed by Scott.
Here's how my brain
works. Once again, thank
was
you.
Was it designed by Scott?
Yeah.
I truly appreciate it.
Oh, it must That's be terrible.
Do you went to your own website?
I started to go to Kyle's.
Fuck Kyle.
And I'm like, no. Triton Computing, everyone. Triton Computing. Thank you. Damon. Justin. All right, let's see this. Kyle, how do you spell Swartwood?
SWARTWOOD.
SWART. Smartwood.
Wartwood.
You're just a Smartwood.
K-E-C-A-R-A-L.
Hold on. Turn me on. Here's a problem.
Okay. Actually,
we have Scott. Here's a problem we have. The fucking KyleSwartwood.com up and running.
If you click on laying down the wall up at the top, that's up and running.
What?
Forgot I changed the domain. Go to laying down the wall at the
top. I'm incredibly bored now.
Lick my butt.
Point is, his appears to be working. Ours does not.
No, everyone listen
check
to me.
Mine out, though. Other one. One more over.
You know what's odd about this? Not
left,
odd, but ironic about this is Haunted? The fact that Tyler
no,
and I were talking
left.
About how loyal Scott is and how it's how amazing he is at keeping this baby up.
We actually were having that conversation just before.
Yeah, right before the show started. I was like, God, that's right. A lot. I can't believe he stays up and he does all this work. What if we find out he's dead and we're sitting here...
Okay. I don't think just because he dies, the website goes down.
Oh, yeah, good point. Good point.
It's controlled by his mind.
All right, yes. So you should definitely check out. It's AndersonCowan.com. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And what is it? Godspeed.
God be with you.
God be with you. Right?
It
was where goodbye came from.
It is God be with you.
I think it is. Hey, Diana, was
it
God be with you?
Good.
Yeah, God be with you.
It doesn't sound nearly as good as
the
first time.
Makes it sound goddamn religious. Yeah. How about
this?
Why
don't we make our own up?
How about we do this? God be with you. We're two-thirds Antichrist. I mean, not Antichrist. We're two-thirds atheists.
How about
God be with us?
We say arrivederci.
Nah, fuck that.
Bonsoir.
I don't think I can say that.
You can, and you will.
Arrivederci?
No, don't say that, actually.
Yeah, that's it. Good night, Diana. Thanks.
Good night.
Wow, she was enthusiastic there at the end. I cut it right in the middle.
What's the word for when a shark swims away from you?
Swims away. There's really no word.
I don't know what there was.
Hey, how about this? God be with you. Love two-thirds.
Wait, no, I know what you say. I know what our sign-off is.
What?
You need...
Bigger, you don't know. Selector, voila.
You got to cut
Weezer,
it right
you know.
No, cut it before the
hey,
Weezer
that's
the whole thing.
Sweatshirt song.
No, the whole thing
I
is not good.
Your sweater.
Oh, no, this isn't funny. Whatever this is.
No, the first part. Mike hates
it. Or entertain. I don't like these. I don't like the drops that have nothing to do with the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of half the show. I don't know if you've noticed that. Mike,
I don't like the show that has nothing to do with the show.
You know what? Good job tonight, guys. I'm not talking about the goddamn show throughout the entire show.
Callers.
Perfect.